giving out free flu shots now, and another reason.
The flu season is certainly not over, and it hasn't even peaked yet.
He says so far the turnout for the free flu shots has been high. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate will begin a rare open-ended debate on immigration later today. That debate will include questions about the fate of the so-called Dreamers. They're immigrants who were brought here illegally as children. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, the 12th of February. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news, as usual, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brewery, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Managed to be with us now for 9 years. So a big shout out to Tobacco and Brew. Same great service, same great walk-in humidor. Love those people down there.
They love their veterans.
Good morning. How you doing there, Bad Bob?
I have a question. Who was the bloody genius who thought that planting those trees that drop the little spiky balls on the sidewalk was a good idea?
I don't know, but...
Yours truly did a face plant about 10 minutes ago.
No, I'm so sorry, Bob. I've been there before. Walking in my Uggs... here's my little story about falling on those balls on the middle of the street. Walking my dog in my pajamas at night, thinking nobody's going to see, and have my Uggs on, literally rolled on one of those things and fell on my head. And I laid there for a minute and I said, am I here?
Yeah.
And then I thought, the dog was running off. Because a leash came out of my hand, and I thought, okay, I'm done.
This was B.C.
This is before you.
Yeah, before Carl.
But BC. Anyway, they're very deadly, those little balls.
If they're not native to this area, what the hell are they doing here? Okay.
I don't know. But I'm with you. I'm so sorry, Bob.
People could probably ask us the same thing.
But he fell, and anyway, it was here on Court, on Market
Street.
His
elbows are all scraped up.
Oh, honey. Oh, we need some Mercurochrome.
God. No monkey blood.
No, Bactine. Let me spray it with Bactine and then you just scream because it feels so
good. And the millennials
so
are going, what? Mercure? What?
What's Bactine? What's it look like? Right
no okay. Monkey blood.
It's currently 45 degrees monkey in the blood. Downtown studios. Our high today would be about 59 with the wind. Little winds are still up to about 8 to 14 miles with gusts up to much as high as 18 tonight, clear with a low of around 39. North-northwest. That's right. Do the sounds. I love it. Sound effects. 26 miles per hour tonight. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high near 66, and the winds are up to 10 to 14 miles with gusts up to 18 again tomorrow. And then tomorrow, lows of around 38. The winds will be becoming calmer. We can get away with that here. In the evening, Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 59, calm winds, south around 5 miles in the morning. Did you get any of the weather report at all?
Not at all. What's it going to be today?
Okay, high at 45. High 59, low of 39. It's currently 45. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
You have one mission in the morning between 7:06 to 7:07.5 is weather. That's that mission.
I know.
We got all this other stuff, but it got us off.
It got us off.
We've launched.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did have to talk about the little furry, the balls on the street, though. We had to kind of go there. Poor Bob.
Okay, here's what I want to talk about. The Olympic opening ceremonies. You know, it's always the same, except this one part. And Bob, I don't know if you saw it or not.
The Intel drone show.
The Intel drone show.
Oh, my gosh.
1,200 drones.
This set a new record.
Let me tell the story, and you can give the technical side of it. They're doing this thing where they light this, and a dove flies off because it's doves apiece, and all of a sudden it looks like 1,200 doves that are on fire,
are flying across the area, and then they get to this, they get to an area, and they come up and they make a dove. You know, they form a dove, and then they form a snowboarder, and then they form the Olympic rings in the air.
Over the mountain.
Over the mountain. Now, the technical side of that was?
The audience there at that location did not see that entire show. They saw a scaled-down version of the show live, and the reason was they had pre-produced the segment coming down.
Right.
And it was determined that the winds were too gusty, so they saw a smaller 300-drone version. Either way, though, each drone acted like a pixel on your computer screen and was assigned a spot. And the precision with which this was done was pretty cutting edge.
If you have not seen it, go to, I'm sure it must be on YouTube or someplace, but it was amazing. And these are drones that flew in concert with each other, almost like when you see these fish, you know, a school of fish that all of a sudden move in one direction all at the same time.
In fact, that was studied by the programmers.
I'm sure that was one of the things they did. How does that happen? How do they do that? But it was just remarkable.
So the question here is, well, first of all, isn't that remarkable? But second of all, have you been watching the Olympics? And does anybody really care about the Olympics? Is it something that, do you feel pride? I mean, and I think so far I will say that in the coverage so far, it's really nice to hear all of the athletes say, I'm so proud to be here to represent my country. They say that. And the 17-year-old who won the gold medal put his hand across his heart. And he, when the flag was going, as it should be, but I'm just saying.
The 17-year-old we talked about is one that does one of these. It's they come down the hill. It's and I don't even know the name of the
snowboarding.
Well, it's not just snowboarding. It's you're jumping. You're on the jumps, and it's not the half pipes where you're coming down the chute. This is something they come down. They get on the. It's like they're running down rails and they're doing all these flips. And he pulls something out that nobody's ever done before. Lands it. And wins by the 2 points. And everybody, even the other, even the guys who were competing against him, they say, you know, he always pushes it to the edge. Anyway, 17-year-old kid wins.
And
so
last
here
night,
he's an Olympic champion.
Last night they talked about
Slope style is the name of the event.
Oh, is it?
Slope style. Okay.
They said that he was homeschooled. His family finally homeschooled because he spent all of his time on the slopes.
Well, he could snowboard.
Yes.
During the day, and then they schooled him at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of it, he's 17 years old. He's won an Olympic gold medal. He's 17. Who knows? He could be here another two Olympics, just like
Shaun White.
Shaun White, who's coming back, and he's got, and this is his last Olympics.
This will be his third.
Third or fourth, isn't it?
And then Jamie Anderson of the women's team
won the gold.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But it's not about the gold. It's about, you know, how seeing all these athletes come in and during the ceremony, the kid from Tonga, a young man from Tonga comes in without a shirt on. It's 23
and
degrees.
And he's oiled.
And he's oiled with coconut oil. And I mean, he comes in and he's holding a Tonga flag. Now, this guy has already been to Olympics. He's been to a summer Olympics. Yes. And so he said, well, you know what? I can cross-country ski. And so he's living in Australia, and there's no snow. So he has something with wheels on it. But he qualified for the Olympics in both the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics. I mean, you got to love this. I
wonder how many have actually done that.
I don't know. But, here's the other thing. You've got people that are United States citizens competing for other countries. And you say to yourself, how can that be?
Well, if their grandfather is from Italy...
Italy or they can, Ireland
and they
or
have,
Ireland.
And they can actually make the team or they can qualify.
Yeah, they can qualify to be on the team.
Then I think it's so funny because it's like, well, her grandfather is full-blown, it's Irishman, so she was born in Boston and lives
in California now, but she's competing on the Irish team. Now, the other big thing is that for the first time since 1994, there'll be no professional hockey players, no NHL hockey players on the team.
First time.
I hope they do that in the Olympics when it comes to basketball.
Wow.
Yeah, because...
So then you've got no professional players.
You shouldn't have professional players in the Olympics.
I don't think so. But the other countries, we know where that started was some of the other countries were paying their athletes, you know, and they were paying them a living wage just to play sports.
Anyway, I'm liking the coverage. You know, I'm liking the coverage. I'm watching it, and I like that, you know, the backstories. And anyway, so I'm wondering how you feel about that, too. Valentine's Day is coming up. What are you going to get your sweetheart? And it doesn't have to be a surprise. That's why we wanted to talk with you one more time before we take the break about, well, we've got some things coming up at the 7:30 hour. That would be an idea for you to get your mom or dad. But what we would get each other is a Sleep Number bed.
We get each other a Sleep Number bed.
But we may get another one.
We may.
We may do an update. And that's the beautiful thing about the guarantees and the wonderful... the quality and the professionalism from Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting, I've been going up and forth, back and forth, because I have a little bit of a hip thrown out after taking all the Christmas tree stuff down. Oh, gosh. Anyway, my Sleep Number setting's at 60 right now.
Well, my Sleep Number setting's at 60 also. And, you know, and even though that sometimes that we change out like that, we can still adjust the mattresses to the firmness that we want. And right now, Sleep Number is offering a really, I mean, they always offer good deals, but this is a great deal. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. 50%. Plus, queen mattresses start only at $699.99. Sleep Number, 50% off the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to where the Vitamin Shop is and hop on one of those beds. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you there. Tell them, though, that you're really looking to buy a bed. They just didn't come in here to take a nap. Sleep Number. You know what? You won't be sorry if you buy a Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef picada. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albóndiga soup or salad, and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
That's who we are.
Whoa, let me turn this one down.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today. It looks like it's sunny outside. 45 degrees right now, going up to 59, with 39 low tonight. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call. 365-3793. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank, your local bank. You know, your friends and neighbors are in, run the bank. You'll come in and see them. Cornerstone Community Bank, three locations. And they just opened up, of course, their new one at 1845 California Street. Head on into California Bank. California Bank has nothing. There is no California Bank. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. Was I saying California Bank?
Cornerstone, and then you went to California.
Okay, I was looking at, they're on California Street. Cornerstone Community Bank. Have them come in. Go on in there and see how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Tammy Walker.
Good morning.
VFW Post 1934.
Yes, the one here in Redding.
The one right here in Redding.
It's very cool.
Next to Woody's. It is cool. You talk about retro.
Yes.
Retro. And
retro.
A great place to go and have little parties in there. And just kind of go in, perhaps have a beer, go down for the fly fishing on Monday nights and all that. But you're here for a serious reason.
I am.
So. Okay, let's hear what's on your mind. What do you have going there?
So we're doing a fundraiser to help Gary Wilson's family. He was a member of our Honor Guard, a longtime member of the VFW. That was that tragic
shooting. Yeah.
Yeah, the murder-suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was such a total surprise. I mean, floored everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is one of those things you just don't expect.
So, Gary's daughter, Ronnie, is the surviving member that is having to go through all of this on her own.
So, she's...
She's having to take care of all the expenses.
I got chill body chills because, you know, when you break it down, you know, a lot of times we hear in our news and we're inundated with so much tragic events and tragedy... that it's not that we're numb, but it becomes almost like the top. You hear the tops of the mountain tops.
Mm-hmm.
So with you talking about this in this individual moment, it just is chilling to think that this girl or this woman has to handle the family members' funerals. It just is sudden. So, yeah. And not only that, evil.
It was just horrible. Horrible situation.
Well,
so what about the fundraiser?
So the fundraiser, because she's had so many surprise expenses, we decided to get together, and the easiest way to raise money was spaghetti dinner. And one of Gary's friends decided to donate a rifle, a Winchester Coyote Special, so that we can raffle that off. He donated, the Coyote Special?
With a hard case scope and 100 rounds of ammo.
Yep.
Wow.
And where do you buy tickets for this?
At the VFW. And I also have a few people running around selling tickets.
And how much are the tickets for that?
$10 a ticket.
Okay.
If you see Frank Rose, he's got a bundle.
Okay.
We'll pick up some today, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fundraiser and the spaghetti feed open to the public. The spaghetti fundraiser will be open
yes.
so people can
You'll
come.
You'll be coming in as guests. To support the funeral.
So you don't have to be a member of the VFW to support this.
To come for that night.
Right.
And how much? Okay, so they're $10 for this for the dinner. And you can buy those tickets from the same group of people who run around selling raffle tickets.
So the spaghetti dinner is going to be that night.
Okay, so you just come on down?
Yeah. I'm not pre-selling tickets because it was just all kind of real quick trying to get everything planned.
Okay. And, you know, Gary Wilson, was a veteran, of course. But he did a lot of extra things for our community.
He was always
out when other veterans had fallen, and it came to having somebody there to honor them at the end with a firing squad or a flag detail or something like that. Gary would be this would be there. I've known Gary for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Never, you know, not one of those things that you sat down and, you know, went out and had drinks or anything like that because, you know, you see each other at various events. Again, a horrible tragedy, and his daughter is having to try and take care of all of this. If you can come on down to the BFW, it's on what street is that on?
Oregon Street.
It's next to Woody's. It starts at 3 p.m. Spaghetti dinner goes to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Everybody is welcome to come to this, plus the fact of being able to buy tickets for the raffle.
Now, when we say Woody's, if you're not familiar with Woody's, that Oregon Street Antique Mall is on the corner. You can't miss that. And it'll, of course, across from Old Time or Wild Time.
Wild Time Gardening.
And, Frank has something to say.
Yeah, and by the way, it's being catered by Cheryl Moore of Star Spangle Catering. So she's a vet, and she's been here on the air.
Yeah, she has.
With her father's book, and she's a vet. Her husband's a vet. Her father's a vet, and her grandfather's a vet. So she does great cooking. She just finished doing the cougar thing down there for Foothill. So she's a great chef. So she volunteered to cook the spaghetti meal.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so that's this Sunday at 3 to 5 p.m. If you want to buy raffle tickets for the Coyote Special Winchester, Frank Rose has them. Frank goes all the way around town. You can buy them down at the BFW or where other places? Or other people just kind of wander?
I'm slowly getting different people coming in asking to be able to sell packets. So I'm not exactly sure who's all selling what tickets where. But dad's running around selling tickets.
Oh, you're selling them too? So you and Frank are in like a contest?
We've got tickets here. Well, so, we'll buy a batch,
when you have something like this happen in your family. I mean, how do you
cope?
Yeah, how do you cope with something like that? Your whole family is gone.
Can't even imagine.
And then when it, you know, and it's a member of your family that does it.
A lot of prayer around that.
So now the daughter is having to get all this done. So anything we can do to help, anything the community can do to help help this veteran's family, this tragedy, it would be appreciated.
Yes, and we're also accepting donations. If anybody's wanting to donate to the family, just bring it by the VFW and specify that it's for the Gary Wilson fundraiser.
Okay, that's February 18th. That falls on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, that's nice. Yep. From 3 to 5, so you bring your family.
Yeah.
Have your dinner.
You know, and there's like a pool. You can play pool. It's just very cool.
You've got a kids game. You got a kids room there for kids to come in
with an Xbox.
With Xbox, and you've got the pool tables, and you've got just any number of things you can do. The shuffleboard, whatever that thing's called.
Shuffleboard,
yeah.
And then we're working on a foosball table.
Foosball table. That's cool. The BFW for veterans. If you've not been there, you need to go on in and see the place, because it's really it's a cozy place. It's easy to get to. You can walk anywhere from there from around town. And also, people are real friendly.
And we have the 48-star flag up on the wall, if you haven't seen one of those.
That's right.
There is some serious history behind that one.
Yep. Mm. All types of things going on.
Well, Wendy,
there.
We appreciate your service as
Tammy.
Well. I'm sorry. What are you wanting, Tammy? Can we hear a little bit about your history?
I grew up in the Army. My dad was in the Army. My grandpa was in the Army. It was kind of family business. So naturally, I went in the Army. So I was stationed over at Fort Hood, Texas, and deployed and came back to Fort Hood, Texas, and then came back to California, where I'm on my fourth year in the Army Reserves now.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And you always have a smile, and you run that place beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Well,
thank you. That's how people feel. One time, Carl and I came in to be bartenders for an event, and it was just
guest bartenders.
They were so cool because these veterans, it's like a place they can come and have their cocktail.
It's the cheers.
It's the cheers.
It is.
It's the cheers.
It's so cool.
It's the cheers of for veterans in Reading. It's right down there, BFW. 1934, there's always a smiling face welcoming you in there. Okay, Tammy, thanks a lot. Again, the Gary Wilson fundraiser, spaghetti dinner this this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Reading VFW Post, 1934. That's downtown Reading on Oregon Street, next to Woody's. Easy to find. They're also having a rifle raffle drawing for Winchester Coyote Special. Includes hard case, scope, and 100 rounds of ammo for $10, which is a, if, you
that's,
know,
a steal.
That's a steal. Yes. And all the funds go to Gary Wilson's daughter to help with expenses for the loss of her family. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
you
coming
bet.
Up after the break, we have a very big surprise for you. The Sweet Adelines are going to be singing live in the studio and hearing some of your favorite love songs. And they're out and about for Valentine's, singing these beautiful compositions for, gosh, anybody in an office. And so you're going to get it right here as well.
And if you're wondering what to do on Valentine's Day, Linda has an idea.
Come to Wind River Resort at Elements Lounge. I'll be there with my fabulous group, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and the ever fabulous Joe Larson on trombone. Their seating's available for 4 and 8 p.m. 6 p.m. sold out. I think there's just a few tables left. 243-3377. It's $55 per couple.
Per couple.
Which gets you steak and lobster and dessert and a glass of champagne. It's really going to be a spectacular night. Fun music, come and dance, and have a great time.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, and as George Washington said as he was crossing the Delaware,
it's time for the annual President's Day sale.
Today, choose from four of Kia's most popular brand new 2018 models and get 0% financing for 75 months. That's free money and make no payments for 90 days.
Kia, America's best value gives you more. America's best warranty and a full line of award-winning vehicles to fit your budget and your lifestyle. SUVs, crossovers, sedans, luxury cars, the all-new 365-horsepower 2018 Kia Stinger GT and the 51-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Check out the President's Day sales specials now. On approval of credit, must finance through KMF for 0% and 90-day delayed payment offer. Subject to prior sales, 0% for 75 months is $13.33 per thousand financed. Sale ends 2/28.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
This Saturday, find out how you can make a difference at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. From working alongside animal ambassadors, to mulching in the gardens, helping at events, and supporting our world-class educational programming and exhibitions, there are volunteer opportunities for everyone 13 and older. Attend our free volunteer workshop this Saturday, February 17th, at 9 a.m. in the museum at Turtle Bay. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 242-3143.
Why order days-old dipped strawberries through the mail when you can surprise your sweetheart this Valentine's Day with fresh, locally chocolate-dipped strawberries from Cookies and Yogurt on Hardinnell Avenue and our new location on Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Fresh, large, sweet strawberries hand-dipped in white and milk chocolate. Order early. Quantities are limited. For everything beautiful and something sweet, it's Cookies and Yogurt on Hardinnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center and now on Eureka Way. Check out cookiesandyogurtreading.com. Love those cookies and chocolate-dipped strawberries.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone.
So in love.
I tell you, I need you so much. I love you, I love you, my darling. Can you tell it in my touch?
Amazing. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, we are live. I want to talk to you gals. You are listening. That was live from the Sweet Adelines, and they are here. Such pros.
Thank you for having us again. It's so wonderful to be here each year.
I love the fact you guys show up. You're early. You're in costume. You know what? You just never know. So you may get a call right now of people to say, I want you to come to my office now. It is Valentine's week. So even though it's Monday, you're probably all booked up. But we're going to talk about the fact that you have a really big special right now. You come to someone's home, shop, office, restaurant. How wonderful if somebody just got out of the gym and you came to the gym while they were pounding weights.
Yeah, we've been everywhere.
They come out of the spa and you're like, wait a minute, you're in the parking lot to meet them. I mean, there's at the grocery store, there's all kinds of ways that you can surprise your Valentine. Two sweetheart songs and a Valentine surprise presented by the Northern Gateway Chorus. Girls of Sweet Adelines. This is for the greater Reading area. And, wow, it's $40. That's so reasonable for the four of you to go out and do this kind of work. It's so beautiful. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you not slide? You guys did not change your pitch. You started on your pitch. We heard the people talk about the pitch pipe. And, you know, we've got four vocalists. First of all, you have to really be attuned standing next to somebody and not have them blend over where you start to match their note. And it happens a lot of times in chorus work where you'll find that somebody's all of a sudden jumping from second soprano up to first soprano or to alto. So you all really held your notes and you stayed on pitch, not like you slid, because it's easy to do that a cappella.
Yep, gravity happens, and the notes want to slide on down, but we are lucky that our lead singer, Donna, she is really great with pitch, and we just all follow along and stay right there. So
how often do you practice?
As a chorus, we're about 20 members here in Reading. We practice every week on Thursday nights, and then as a quartet, whenever we get together and have somebody to go sing for, we'll get together and put together some songs and go sing for people in a smaller group like our quartet here today.
Well, how does one book you and get a hold of you? And I'm telling everybody, do this now. Don't wait. And you know what? You can always do book you for, if it's not the 14th, it could be maybe the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. If you're so booked up, it still is remembering your sweetheart. And you also do special occasions, too. And I've heard the chorus do the patriotic versions of So God bless them. It's a whole patriotic medley.
Yep, we do that every year for the Memorial Day celebration at the Civic Auditorium. Actually, the quartet went out last week and did a birthday party for, he was 102-year-old party that day, and that was really fun. So Patty is standing by the phones right now at 246-SING, S-I-N-G. Give her a call and get it booked now. We are mostly going out on Valentine's Day. It takes a little bit of effort to get four people together to run around town. So hopefully we can all work it out on Wednesday, because we're going to be out all day delivering Valentines all over town. So, and I'm sure your sweetheart would want to be one of those lucky ones that gets surprised at their place of work, come to the restaurant, home. Sometimes you think about shut-ins. Maybe it's a mother or a father that's in a rest home and away from home, and so they always just love to have a few sweetheart songs delivered personally to them. And, yeah, it's just so much fun.
Well, here's what's beautiful is that, you know, flowers are wonderful. We know how that roses are really not the season, but you have to spend a fortune on them. And it's great. Don't get me wrong, because we, you know, represent florists and we love that. And candy is wonderful, too. But a moment of a memory like this lasts a lifetime. It really does. So give them a call at 246-SING. And let's, you have another song ready
we
for
do.
Us.
We do. We have a new one this year. We're happy, excited to share with our community.
You know, she's got her pitch pipe out before they're gathering around the microphone.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you. Let it be me. So take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever. Let it be me. Let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me.
Just amazing, you guys. Congratulations. 246-SING. Call the gals now. Get them booked. It's going to happen fast. $40, two songs, four beautiful ladies that are going to melt someone's heart.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much. What else do we have to say about, okay, you're booking for Valentine's. What other kind of events do you do?
Actually, in April, we're doing another tea. April's 7th, we're going to do a tea, and we've got a lot of fun things planned. Our last one was a huge success. We sold out, so we'll be looking for more information getting out on that. Maybe we can be back here.
I want to come.
Talk. Yeah.
What is it,
absolutely.
A high tea?
It's not going to be a high tea. It's probably going to be more like a through-the-decades time of thing. We're going to do songs from each of the eras, starting back in the 20s up to the current time. So we're just going to cover everybody's genres. So whether you're young, old, there's going to be music for everybody, and we'll be, you can come dressed in an era if you want, you know, put on your tie-dye shirt or your 50s, you know, poodle skirt, and you just come dressed up, and we're just going to have some fun and some great food. Karen here is our master chef, and she makes very yummy things. We leave our calories behind for that day.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be great fun. That's going to be in April, so be looking for that information.
Absolutely, and you need to come here and do a PSA.
We will.
Okay, and sing some more. But anyway, 246 Sing for the Sweet Adeline Singers. I'm so happy that you could schedule your morning to come on this morning. I'm going to take an early break here, and Bob, you have
actually,
to
actually, Ranger Rick wanted to say something nice about the Sweet Adelines,
okay.
And so we've only got a couple of pairs of headphones, ladies, so whoever
does anybody want to hear, you
wants
me
to pick up and hear
you can't hear
Rick's
it
commentary.
You have your headphones on. We'll give it to the leader over here.
All righty. So,
okay, Ranger Rick,
Rick,
you're on.
You are now live. Wait a minute. Let me throw that
what
switch
do you have
there.
To say?
Ranger Rick live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Morning, Rick. You're live.
Good. Hey, look, Sweet Adeline. And they also perform for the experiment.
Oh, Rick, I'm sorry. Your phone
you.
Is cutting out.
We lost you, Rick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm not really sure, but he is talking
perform
about...
Perform for, and I'm going to presume, a veterans organization.
The veterans, and he maybe just, here he's calling back, but, you know, of course, it's really, it's so meaningful
you
when
this
you...
Time?
Okay, let's
their
see.
Healing waters.
Okay,
Oh, the healing waters. Oh, gosh, that's a phenomenal.
All right, let's try it again. Okay, see if we pull the string a little bit tighter this time.
Rick, you're
all right. Yeah, get your buttons tightened. Hey, look, great job. Thank you. And for the EAA, they sing at the Father's Day EAA event. It's not really Benton Air Center. It's the EAA event. But they performed there, sang the national anthem, very patriotic. And four Sweet Adeline showed up at the VFW Saturday night during karaoke, and they were willing to perform. So they get around quite a lot, and yeah, my hat's off. And I even went to that tea, Linda. Believe it or not, I went to the Sweet Adeline's tea, and you know that ain't my style.
Rick, did you hold your pinky out at just the right?
I love it, yeah. Rick. You're a man of all seasons. So, but yeah, we'll see you there this year, though, for sure.
Yeah, it was a good time. Come back.
Okay. Hey, Rick. 246 Sing. Book the girls.
You got it.
All right. Take care, Rick. Thanks for calling in.
All
right, we're going to take a quick break. 246 Sing, that's a Sweet Adeline's. I keep saying that because I just think it's so magical. I know I had tears in my eyes.
And are you ladies going to take us out?
You want to take us out with just something quick? All right. That just put them on the spot. They weren't ready for this. That's all right. That's where we go. Pros.
As we stroll along together.
You're listening to KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, closed Sunday.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460. I'm sorry, I just couldn't get in here because every time I got in here, the sugar level hit me, and I had to go back out again. And so, but hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving in the North State for over 25 years, a veteran-owned business that does just simply quality work on your HVAC systems. Voted best in the North State, and there's a good reason. They are the best in the North State. They put in an on-demand water system for us. They've fixed our air conditioning units when they exploded one year. During a 113-degree day, I am not exaggerating about that.
Exactly. We were having a dinner party. Thanks for turning it there. Dinner party that night. It was a redemption for a dinner that we donated to Turtle Bay. A paella dinner, so you can imagine us being, we were in the kitchen, Carl was in the kitchen cooking paella, and I noticed around, I guess 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon when it was exceedingly hot, and then the guests arrived at 6, you remember that?
I do.
They came and they brought fans.
They were there earlier,
so there.
And it was a compressor, and they didn't have the parts, it was a Sunday. But they brought in a portable air conditioner. This is the kind of people that Alliance Heating and Air is. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, now want to give away something.
Well,
here.
We just had the Sweet Adeline Singers on, and you know that they are just adorable. And they came, you know, again, they came and they all were in. They went in the bathroom. This is so funny. And they were warming up in the bathroom, and then they changed into their tops. That are matching tops. They're so wonderful and just, you know, like a brightest sunshine, a ray of sunshine, I just want to say. Anyway, so they gave me a card and said, hey, we're going to give away to your listening audience today to the first caller, 605-4567, a free singing Valentine. So what you just heard here, they'll come to your office. It's a $40 value, so they want to give that away this morning to the first lucky caller. How special. And what we're going to tell
you. Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. That's right. So you can order a singing Valentine to your office staff, your boss, your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your daughter, your son, whoever it may be. And what we're going to have Bob do is tell you to call 246-SING. That's the number you need to call. We do have a caller right now that's the lucky recipient. Dennis.
Okay.
And Dennis, you're listening on the phone. It's a 7-second delay, but you're going to call 246-SING and tell them where and when and on Valentine's, and they'll show up.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. While he's doing that, on this side, the Anderson, early Sunday morning, somebody went down a street over there and broke 13 windshields on the driver's side. Hit them, looks like, with a baseball bat
or
something.
Went down and went bam, bam,
just like
bam.
That. And which, I mean, then you can't drive them because you can't see. Just between 3 and 5 in the morning, just walk down the street. They have some video of them, 5'10 to 6 feet, wearing a hat, backpack, big belly. Went down and was just smacking windshield.
It's like the person who smashes the wine bottles in the alley behind this radio station pretty much every other week. You got to drive around. Linda's had to drive around that broken glass a few times.
Sheriff's Department. Here's the headline. You know, sheriff's, gun stolen from Sheriff's Department tied to murder. Well, here's the story, though. That there's a man killed over in Reno, a Redding guy killed over in Reno, and they arrest the guy that did it. So they find stuff that they've been stealing. And some of the stuff they had been stolen from our sheriff's department, who had it locked in a safe inside another locked area. And they had gone in there and pried it open. They'd taken tools and busted the safe open. There were a couple old guns in there, and there was other equipment. The guns weren't used in the shooting. You didn't hear that, though, until you read like 3/4 of the way down. Oh, these guns weren't used in any crimes. They were just stolen. But the headlines say, tied to murder. Well, they're not tied to a murder, except for the fact that they were in the apartment of a murderer. That's just kind of like one of those headlines.
That plays on the narrative,
yeah,
of course.
Because if you just read it, you'll say, if some people may just see it, you know, because online, because other people are telling me, you know, I don't even buy the paper anymore. I will get it online because that's all I'll look at. But if you just hear that, it just makes you think is that somebody stole guns and then used them in a murder. Yeah. Now, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, a lot better than it was a few weeks ago. Anyway, I got a good, warmy, touchy-feeling veteran support thing to announce. Some good news for a change. I discovered on February the 7th, is a Wednesday, that a neighbor had, his wife had a, he's a World War II bomber pilot, South Pacific, and he was shot up and wounded and so forth and disabled. Anyway, his wife had a, he's 90, I think 92 or something. His wife had a stroke, and he took her down south, and he went, of course, with her. And they were gone for quite a period of time, nearly a month, I believe. And when they came back, they found that their home had been vandalized, or not vandalized, been ransacked. They stole his car and every piece of furniture, including his sheets and pillowcases, all the food out of the cabinets.
Where was this at?
This is down here in Anderson by Anderson River Park.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got home, and absolutely nothing, no chairs, nothing. So I discovered it and went over there, and wife was just crying and everything. So I got on the phone, got a hold of some of our people here, Tom and Debbie.
Tom Johnson, Johnson, Debbie Johnson.
And,
great,
and
great
Rob
people.
Burroughs.
Yep, Rob Burroughs, yes.
And the word went out, and this happened on Wednesday. Thursday morning, she had fallen, and the ambulance had to come and pick her up. He couldn't do it. Anyway, three pickup loads of, big pickup loads of everything they needed. Three Lazy Boys, a couch, a new stove. Their stove is so rusted out it wouldn't work. Pantries full of food, sheets, blanket, bathing, washing clothes. Everything they could possibly need showed up. And is Rob and Tom and Debbie, and Rob's son was there, and another lady. And then Tony DeMarco, he's pitched in. He got him a flat-screen TV. He's hooking up a DVR antenna, making some DVDs of World War II B-17s for him. And so they've got everything they possibly... In fact, they stole their car.
And have they found the car or anything like that?
I heard they located it in Santa Rosa, and then it was somebody else stole it again or something. I'm not sure all those details, but
yeah.
they got to wait for insurance or recovery or something. So
right,
yeah, we're providing when they need to go to the store for anything. But I just thought it'd be a good uplifting story.
It
to
is
show how this community can pull together to support our veterans when needed.
That is just, one, it's a tragedy that ends with a smile on your face like this. And we get, big shout outs to you, as usual, but also Tom and Debbie and Rob and Tony DeMarco and anybody else that's helped with this thing. Do they need anything else?
I think they're better off now than before.
Well, you know what? I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm just, again, it just infuriates me. We just did a story about having windshields down in Anderson, 13 windshields shattered in Anderson.
And then
something like this had happened. This was just last week.
Yeah, it was Wednesday, and I put the word out about noon or so. And Thursday morning, about 8:30, I thought it was going to take quite a period of time to get all organized and everything. And here they come with all these pickups loaded with the equipment. In fact, they had to make a couple trips. They'd offloaded everything. So, the Lazy Boys, nice stuff. This is not junk. It's really nice stuff.
Well, it's the community, the veterans take care of each other here, and the community reaches out a lot of times. So, one of the things we just announced was that Gary Wilson fundraiser that's happening this coming Sunday down at VFW Post 1934, that spaghetti dinner.
Yeah.
And it's another way to help out. Their daughter, can you imagine just, this couple, 92 years old, come home and everything they have is stolen. Everything they have is stolen.
And they,
everything.
And being, first of all, the fact that this guy served his country, and they're in his wife, and she has a stroke, and they go to take care of her. And, it's beyond anything imaginable. If that happened to my parents, I would have to try to figure out what I would do, to how I could talk myself off the step of not trying to be on the hunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just,
there must be somebody that knew something was going on, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, they're probably, I have some suspicions. I'm not, it's suspicions.
But you called with the good news. Wonderful things that are happening.
Well, Jeff, you know, thank you very much for the phone call. It just makes my day.
Yeah.
And thank you again, as usual, getting involved and for everybody else that helped with this.
Jeff Nelson.
You devil, you.
It gives us a warm, great feeling to feel how we touched them and how it really pulled a disaster out of the fire, so to speak. So.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Shasta College, and we're going to be talking to their head medical authority there about what's going on in this flu season. We'll be right back.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta, ready by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Townhall.com. Thomas Thomason. President Trump hosting state and local officials at the White House this hour to talk about his plan for fixing the nation's crumbling infrastructure. Mr. Trump proposing $200 billion in new federal funds to free up money from elsewhere for a total of $1.5 trillion.
Every federal dollar should be leveraged by partnering with state and local governments and, where appropriate, tapping into private sector investment to permanently fix the infrastructure deficit.
The president talking about his plan during his State of the Union speech. That infrastructure spending, just part of the president's $4 trillion budget, which has just arrived on Capitol Hill.
Highlighted by a $1.5 trillion plan to rebuild the nation's infrastructure that hinges largely on state and local funding. He also asked for $23 billion for border security that includes $18 billion for the border wall and a $13 billion increase for opioid prevention. Critics are already complaining the budget is out of date since it was completed before last week's two-year budget deal approved by Congress.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. She's bringing home the gold. American Jamie Anderson has won a gold medal in women's slope-style snowboarding at the Winter Games in South Korea. The weather was bad, the conditions horrible, but Anderson persevered.
My attitude with contests and with even training or shredding on any given day is like learning to adapt with the weather and just doing your best in any given conditions.
Anderson's a second gold medal for Team USA at the Pyeongchang Games. On Wall Street this hour, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up about 194 points. The NASDAQ ahead 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
A World War II bomb has closed London City Airport, resulting in travel chaos and displacing the locals.
London City Airport says all flights in and out have been cancelled for Monday after the unexploded bomb was found nearby in the River Thames. Police say they've needed to evacuate an area within 700 feet of the bomb. A specialist from the Royal Navy removed the device, and replacement accommodation is having to be found for the area's residents. Police say the bomb was discovered on Sunday at the George V dock during pre-planned work at City Airport. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An Egyptian court has convicted a suspect for killing a Coptic priest in a poor Cairo district last year, sentencing him to death. Cairo Criminal Court says the defendant, Ahmed Saeed,
attacked the 40-year-old cleric with a knife in the city of Al-Salam, northeast of Cairo, in October. News and analysis at townhall.com. Sneak peek behind the scenes at the Westminster Dog Show in New York.
Like a photo shoot with a supermodel, pet photographer James Morrissey says it's all about the pose with dogs, too.
The whole goal is to get them to either give you that little head tilt or get that character in the head.
And Roxy, the English Mastiff, does head tilt like a pro, something owner Angela Dineen is very proud of.
These are memories that last a lifetime. A picture can last a lifetime, and it's so important because we never have these dogs long.
Dineen says it's their first time showing together at Westminster, and she wants to commemorate it with the portrait. Julie Walker, New York.
The average price of a gallon of regular gas up 7 cents nationally over the past several weeks, now at $2.65. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's all about the higher price of crude oil. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great service, great walk-in humidor. Can't ask for more than that. Today, the weather looks extraordinary, doesn't it?
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 47 degrees.
Remember, it's 5.5. It's 5.5
currently
minutes.
Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 59 degrees and our lows of 39. Tuesday calls for a sunny day with our high near 66. It's going to be windy a little bit these next couple days with gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 59 and our lows will be around 38. Thursday, 66. Friday, sunny, 72. Saturday, sunny with 71. Sunday, now, we begin with a slight chance of showers. But otherwise, sunny with a high near 65. That's a little bit of your forecast. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. I have to start getting my diction together because I'm singing Wednesday night.
3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Linda.
Good morning.
I am calling you from behind enemy lines. We're down in Sacramento where we went to the Assembly of Patriots in El Dorado County. We had a great turnout down there, down here on last night. Mark Baird came down, and it was a tri-county affair. But we're coming back, and that's what part of our meeting is going to be about tonight. We're going to talk about what the plan is going forward with the court case. As you know, the judge did deliver the minute order, so we're going to talk about what our next move is going to be. And we also have some footage from the Bundy event, you know, that happened in April of 2014.
Uh-huh.
Some of that footage that was not allowed to be presented in court. We've got some of that footage that we're going to show the people so that they know what actually happened and went on down in at the Bundy Ranch.
Okay.
So that's what we've got going on tonight at the Reading Patriots.
That
starts at 6 o'clock at 3276 Bocelli Lane. And then, of course, at 5:30, we always have our Jefferson meeting for people who are interested in getting involved with Jefferson or finding out where we are with the court case.
There you go. Six o'clock tonight.
You just guys are just come on busy. 3276 Charlie Lane.
You guys are just busy, busy, busy.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. You too.
You bet, Sally. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Professional service. If you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length, go on down to see Jeff Wurst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's going to keep your windshield intact, keep your family safe. Guarantees his work. You know, like this, it's like a lifetime guarantee. Give him a call at 241-8373 or check him out at 3208 South Market Street. He fixed a crack in my windshield 10 years ago, and you still can't see it.
still hasn't moved. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there. But you can't see it.
That's right.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right. With us this morning is Deborah Goodman, who's the college nurse. First of all, this is our Shasta College segment. And we love to bring on Shasta College every month so that you can find out what's happening at this wonderful college. There's just great things happening. And Deborah Goodman is with us this morning. She is in charge of the Student Health and Wellness Office. She is an RN and MSN. She is the college nurse. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Right, you did. You put those headphones on after all.
I did. Wanted to look as fancy as you guys.
It looks good. So we're all looking. Now we're all the same here.
Right.
And Peter, who is sitting back there, does not have any. So you just can't. You know what? We do have an extra set if you just like to sit here and put them on. We have some not even attached to anything. You just kind of, you know. All right. But not only that, but you are also an actress.
Oh, well.
You're in the local theater around here, too.
Yes, and I really enjoy working with the Cascade. I help Jana with set dressing also. So
that's great. Yeah. There's not enough words. There are not enough words to be able to describe the feeling of what it is to have the theater and a community theater and a community spirit. So it kind of goes along with what you do as a profession, because our nurses are so important to take our troubles or our issues to and feel that safe place. So you're here. I have a lot of pamphlets. We have a lot of what is happening, information on what is happening. But how would you like to open the segment with what you brought in today, feeling, well, we can cover all these things. But if you were to start off the segment, what would you have to say?
The most important thing is we want the students of Shasta College to know that we are there to support them. The American College Health Association tells us that students, and they've been surveying students for many, many years, and they ask them, what gets in the way of completing college? Why do some students drop out? And the reasons that they drop out are not because they can't do the work. It's because other things get in the way, like emotional, mental health concerns, physical health concerns, and students don't know where to get those concerns addressed. And even if they do have health insurance, they don't know how to navigate the health insurance world. That's all the kind of stuff that we do in our office, and we want to reduce those barriers so that students can be in the classroom and be learning and be attentive and succeed in their academic program.
Well, your flyer here on the Student Health and Wellness Office is extensive.
Well, you can thank Peter for that. Peter's.
I mean, you have.
Pete, we're talking to Peter Griggs, who's in charge of all their media and everything they have out there that's outreach to society.
In the services overview, just to give you a quick, go through, services are free to students except as indicated with an asterisk, where there's only one. First aid, visit with college nurse, contracted physician, or psychological counselor. Treatment for acute injuries and illness, short-term prescription medications when ordered by a contracted physician, psychological counseling, daily crisis intervention walk-in times, community referrals and resource finding, which is what you were talking about, which is fabulous, health education and information, tuberculosis, TB tests and risk assessment questionnaire, student incident accident report claims, health screenings. This is free to the students.
Right.
Blood pressure check, vision screening, hearing screening, blood sugar screening, anemia screening, body composition, body fat, and cholesterol screening.
The only two things that we charge for, actually, are for the vaccine and for the cholesterol screening. Those are the only two.
Now, these are a part. Now, the students pay for this. This is part of their tuition, right?
Students pay a $20 health fee in the fall and spring semester, and it's a $17 health fee in the summer semester.
Just $20.
Yep.
Okay, not $20 a month or anything.
Nope.
Just $20.
Yep.
Okay, so what they have access to is healthcare like that.
Yes.
I remember the nurse on my college campus that we came in there one night, but she didn't want to help us, probably because of the situation that we were all in. But
she went to her.
But we went to her.
Yeah.
Because we actually knew where she was.
Yeah.
But this was like.
She weren't in an alley someplace.
Can I say this was over 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, over 10 years. Now, with Debbie here, and Debbie Goodman, and she is the head of the medical group out there, as a nurse, but head of the medical group out at Shasta College. I had no idea that you offered all of these things. You know, I mean, you know, you just, I kind of used to think, you know, you come in there, you know, You know, you get an aspirin or something like that. Get back to school. But now you're kind of, you've really reached out because you're right. When I'm also on one of the boards at one of the universities. And one of the things that the kids that drop out, that's got very little to do with the academics,
right.
Health. They don't like their roommate.
Right.
I mean, just all types of stuff like this.
Relationship
and
issues.
Relationship issues. That really, I mean, a lot of these kids the first time, well, in Shasta, not so much because a lot of them probably still live at home, but a lot of when they move away, the first time they're on their own, everything just becomes insurmountable. They don't have a place to go to. So we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about, as we talked about outside, was it's flu season. And it's just doing a magnificent job right now in our country and affecting everybody.
Very much so.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Four Winds Jewelry. Can I say that again? Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a special little spot that says parking for Linda up front.
Not true. But they really are a fantastic store, and they're locally owned and operated, of course. A full assessment of any of and all your jewelry needs. Check them out at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And 222-2750 is the phone number, but just go see them. They're kind of kitty corner, across from C.R. Gibbs diagonally over in that area. So go see them, especially, you know, now's the time.
It's Valentine's Day, guys. Come on, get out there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This Saturday through Valentine's Day, Turtle Bay Exploration Park would like to show you how much we turtly love you. All memberships will be $10 off for this very limited time. We don't want you to miss out on the wonderful year ahead at Turtle Bay. From a newly renovated forest camp to world-class exhibitions and phenomenal programs and classes, use promo code TURTLELOVE online at turtlebay.org or visit the park to receive $10 off your membership. We look forward to seeing you at the park.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Where it began,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 45 degrees going up to 59 today. Should be a pretty nice day. Wind's kind of starting to blow, but it's still a good day. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for quality in-home health care, compassionate income in-home health care that's affordable, you need to talk to Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Well-trained people, all of them, background check, bonded, insured, everything you could possibly want. And whether it's long-term health care or short-term health care, Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. All right, we're back here with our monthly Shasta call. You know what? I really enjoy this. And, Peter, I'm giving you a big shout-out, buddy. When we started this thing, you have brought in every time. It's just been it's really been a good show. You know, I mean, from raising pigs out there, from that group, to people working in, you know, welding and bringing in stuff they were doing, and everything that you've ever brought, buddy.
Really informational.
It really has been good. And now you've brought to us Debbie Goodman, who is the medical coordinator, a nurse out there, then head of the medical program out at Shasta College. And just finding out what is offered to the students out there for $20. I mean, it's everything, everything from psychological counseling to a body mass index. Right there. And so we have that, and we're going to talk about all the other programs. But right now, it's the flu season, and it's running rampant.
Yes.
So
we're seeing students. I see them during the week before our physician gets there. Sometimes I have to refer them that same day to a medical provider because their condition warrants it. Usually it's having to do with their lungs and such because that's the most common complication of the flu. Pneumonias, bronchitis, those kinds of things. But in our physician clinic and with my assessments, where flu is still going on. And I've been tracking the U.S. data, and although it shows that California is supposed to have already peaked, and through the California Department of Public Health website, we're starting to go down, believe it or not. I still don't think we're taking a big enough dip yet because we're still seeing active flu in the office. So,
well, then we talked about this, and the vaccine this year was like 30% effective. I think I saw something like that.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, I was kind of worried that it was going to be way less than that. So I'm pleased that it's at least 30%. But those persons that were vaccinated, because of the makeup of the vaccine and the circulating virus, they did get some coverage. And so it may not be 100% or perfect, but there was some protection offered there. So,
well, and you said that what happens is the virus shifts after they've made the – because it's really kind of a best guess when they're making the vaccine.
Well, we don't want a virus shift. We want just the drift.
Drift.
I remind myself because shift might sounds like something else that's really bad, and that's a big change. And
okay.
And but drift, just a little bit of drift. There's just a little bit of a change on the top of the virus, and it doesn't totally meet up with the vaccine we created, but it does pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate when we have those big shifts that happen, and that's when we get the H1N1s and
the
H3N2 pandemics.
Yeah. Okay. So, the flu, of course, because everybody in the school is in close quarters a lot of times, so it runs. You know, people can catch it very quickly. So.
Very much so, because it's all about the cough. I mean, cough etiquette is everything. Covering your cough is paramount. I try to instill this in any student that comes into our office. I tell them, you know, you've got to cover that cough so that you're not sharing, not, you know, projecting out 6 feet your respiratory secretions. That's what transmits flu. We absorb flu into our nose and oral pharynx. So that's how we take it on. If we can cover that up and also wash our hands and not ever put them near our face unless they're clean, we can do a lot to help not inoculate ourselves.
You know, it's interesting watching the Olympics and then also, you know, a lot that you see in especially in the Asian culture, people walking around with masks.
Absolutely.
All the time. You see it in the stands and you're like, whoa. Well, they do that if they've with a snivel.
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, maybe there's something to be said about us being a little bit more mask-friendly. Now, so what is cough etiquette? What do you teach?
Cough etiquette is all about coughing into the corner of your
elbow. Yeah.
Right. And that moisture, if you've got at least clothes on, is going to be absorbed and just dried out. And
sneezing as well.
Sneezing as well, absolutely. It's just not good etiquette at all to be coughing out into the open.
Or sneezing in your hands.
Oh, no, because then you're going to go around and touch the doorknobs of the world. And then somebody else is going to touch that doorknob, and then they're going to rub their face, and it's just not good all the way around.
I'm happy to see that places like Trader Joe's and Target and other places like that have the wet wipes.
Oh, yeah, very
nice. As soon as you get your, you know, I find that I take my shirt and I pull the shopping cart out until I can get the wet wipes. I don't want to be neurotic, but my mother carries baby wipes all the time. And I think there's something to be said about you, especially now, because if people don't use proper etiquette, it's you're sharing your germs. And it can be deadly.
Well, everybody's got something you don't want. People say, am I contagious? Well, we've all got a different set of flora in us than another person. So we want to keep that to ourselves. One of the things I used to say when I would hang around with my public health nurse buddies would be, if it's wet, warm, and not yours, don't touch it. So, and that goes with
that's
anything.
A big visual, honey.
Yeah, I know. Well,
wet,
I love it. I love
if it's wet, warm, and not yours, don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
That's a good one. That's nurse language.
Can I quote you, Debbie?
It's probably not my original quote.
So hands off my coffee.
hands off my coffee cup.
Right, let's change the subject now and go into what is becoming again, not just again, but what we're seeing is a light that is being shining around the fact that suicide is something that happens, especially in stressful situations.
Yeah.
So you have you've brought the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and learn the warning signs. Let's talk about this at the college level.
Yes. Suicide is when a person is contemplating suicide, they are in tremendous pain. And their pain is so great, this emotional pain and distress, that they are thinking that that is the only way out of this situation. And it can be ongoing stress that has driven a person to that point. It could be ongoing anxiety, life factors, all of that combined. And so we try to be available to let students know if you're thinking that way, if you're, people are telling you things are a little bit off, you need to talk to somebody, we are there. Our faculty, our staff at the college are excellent in connecting with students and saying, I'm thinking that you're just, why don't you go talk to somebody about how you're, what I'm reading in your writing or what you're thinking or what you've shared with me. We call it in our office when you come in, it's kind of like a checkup from the neck up. When you take that moment to meet with either our therapist, or if she's actually busy, I can meet with the student. We all know how to do, so can our front office person, Shelley. We all know how to do suicide screening, so that we can intervene and get that person to the next level of care that's necessary.
Can I give minutes here about the suicide warning signs in your
pamphlet?
Absolutely. Because these are quick PowerPoints. Talking about wanting to die or kill oneself, well, that seems like, okay. Looking for a way to kill oneself, such as searching online or buying a gun. Talking about feeling hopeless or having no reason to live. Talking about feeling trapped or in unbearable pain. Talking about being a burden to others. Increasing the use of alcohol or drugs. Acting anxious or agitated. Behaving recklessly. Sleeping too little or too much.
Correct.
Withdrawing or feeling isolated. Showing rage or talking about seeking revenge. Displaying extreme mood swings.
Yes, all of those are the signs that when a person comes into our office, they are sharing with us that one or more of those are the symptoms that they're experiencing at the time. Yes. And we have a great online screening tool. If a person is concerned that they are, I don't know if I really want to talk to somebody yet, but I sure would like to kind of check up on this. If you go to our website, shastacollege.edu/wellness, there are mental health screenings that are online for students, and they can check in themselves. They can take a look and say, how am I doing here? And it checks for anxiety, bipolar disorder, depression, eating disorders, alcohol use, and also psychosis, which is something that is a very extreme condition, but it also needs to be sometimes people or loved ones want to check in with their loved one and see what's going on there with those symptoms.
So you could do that if you have a friend or a roommate or a brother or a sister or a family member, and you're seeing them becoming more agitated, not, again, you know, losing sleep and the mood swings and that kind of thing, is to go online for them as well.
Sure, absolutely. And if you're a student, yeah, you can come in and check in with us. The thing that's important to remember is that we all have mental health, and we all want to have mental well-being, and we're all on the continuum. All it takes is some kind of an episode or an extra stressor, and where we're typically in the middle, we could all of a sudden be on the outside. And so checking in with each other and being a support is really important.
One of the things we train our Marines on, safety stand downs on everything, is if you think somebody's got a problem, you ask them, are you thinking about committing
right.
suicide?
Absolutely.
Are you thinking about killing yourself? Because it makes them face it, whatever you're seeing, and it makes them respond to you. And, you know, it's a process where you're looking out after your fellow Marines. Especially when you come back after, you know, combat tours, multiple combat, but it doesn't even take that, as we've realized, as when you've got 18-year-old kids in college who've never had anything, you know, really bad, it appears, happen to them. So, again, it's the type of thing is training for the other, you know, training other people around you, just like you would for CPR.
Correct, absolutely. And asking the question does not make a person consider suicide. Exactly. When you ask that question, are you thinking about hurting yourself, taking your life, or hurting someone else or taking their life? It doesn't put the thought originally into their head, because if they've had it, they've got it already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost a relief. From what I've been told by the persons that I've asked the question of, it's like, oh, yeah. And then our response is not to freak out. It's to say, okay, well, let's talk about that, and let's get, just like we would for a doctor, let's get you to the next level of help.
That's right. I mean, if it's the same thing, if you know you've got a busted arm, you just, you know, one of the sayings in the veterans is not every scar shows. Anyway, okay, we're here with Debbie Goodman from Shasta College. She is the head of the whole medical program out at Shasta College. We're talking about, you know, the things like, you know, flu, which is an obvious thing that you can try and, you know, you try and take care of out there, which they do magnificently, all the different aspects of services offered to all the students. And then the suicide prevention, one of the big things they have is everybody they have there is trained in recognizing signs of possible suicide. We're talking about that right now. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the state's largest privately owned firearm instruction company. And it's based right here in Reading. In fact, it was started right here in Reading by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. Teaches in over 30 counties, or his people are in 30 counties, and would expand out to two more when he takes the time to go out there. You're not going to find a more thorough CCW training than at Northern Firearms Instruction. They also have advanced, they have defensive pistol, they have tactical rifle, and also team building for businesses. It's a great time to go out and shoot for the day and compete. Everybody's had a great time when they do that. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Debbie Goodman.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio on this beautiful Monday. It's the 12th, my goodness. And Bob Belongi is at the helm, currently 47 degrees. Our temperature will be around 59 today in the North State, 39 tonight. And we are here, if you're just joining us in your drive or your commute, we're here with Debbie Goodman, who is the Shasta College nurse, but she's in charge of student health and wellness offices. At the break, we were talking about the fact that, yes, any of the students can come in and talk to the nurse on a number of issues. First aid, treatment for acute injuries and illness, psychological counseling, community referrals, and just health education and information, and so many things that you cover. But you also have a doctor, a real MD, it's like a real live MD that comes on that comes to the campus weekly.
Yes, we are very fortunate. We have a physician that comes to campus. He's contracted and works within our scope of service. And the scope of service, which is defined by Title V for us, means that we can treat short-term temporary conditions within that physician clinic. He comes out on Wednesdays and Thursdays so that he alternates 1 week to the next, which is really important because our students have a Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday kind of scheduling that goes on. So if they can't, if he's going to be there Wednesday and they have a Tuesday-Thursday schedule, that may or may not work out. I mean, one or the other will work out better because either they're going to be more available or they're going to be on campus that day. So it's just all about having him there when they're going to be there and making it work for their schedule.
Well, what's nice is that we were talking about the fact that especially if a student isn't driving or doesn't have transportation, that can be overwhelming, like, oh, I'm sick, or, gosh, now what, I need to see a doctor. Well, you're providing that on campus.
We do provide that in our office, and we have a limited formulary of the common antibiotics and topicals that could be used to treat a situation. So if, when the doctor is there, a diagnosis is made that a certain antibiotic is required, and we have that on our shelf, the student leaves with it at no extra charge. So they can be totally treated and out the door for their short-term temporary condition, which is typically ear, nose, throat, respiratory, skin, some ophthalmic and ear conditions, those kinds of things.
That's fabulous. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Stuff here. Yeah.
So then, and when you screen them and you find things, then you can also. But you know, we also have to remember, we're not just talking about 18 and 19 year olds here.
Correct.
You've got 40, 50, 60 year olds coming through there. I'm sure.
Pretty much, it's 15 to 85.
15 to 85. So you may, you know, I'm thinking, you know, everybody thinks these young kids. Well, what all is this? But then they may be in their 40s and they've been working hard their whole lives. And,
right.
And so, I mean, frankly. This is really great health insurance for $20.
There are some other things that we end up working with then, is there's blood pressure screenings, stress management, and tobacco cessation, because sometimes that's something that goes right along with the high blood pressure and looking to make some therapeutic lifestyle changes, as we call it, TLCs, to get that blood pressure down. And sometimes use of tobacco, vaping nicotine is something that's keeping blood pressure elevated. So we do tobacco cessation counseling at the campus, too.
I think I saw a little, I was in Rite Aid, and I saw some information. It was either 20 seconds or 20 minutes after you stop smoking, your blood pressure goes down.
It does. It does, because that nicotine has a tremendous effect on your sympathetic nervous system and starts driving up your heart rate and starts driving up your blood pressure, constricts your arteries. It doesn't do anything nice for your brain or your heart or your kidneys. So once that stops, it goes down to normal. One of the things we do in the office that students really like with regard to tobacco cessation is carbon monoxide breath screening. We don't realize how much carbon monoxide, if we're smoking combustible cigarettes, is what this is pertaining to, is retained in the body. And, you know, carbon monoxide comes out of the tailpipe of a car. Or if you're standing too close to the campfire, it's going to be the incomplete combustion of the burnt products. Well, smoking a cigarette raises your carbon monoxide in your body, and you actually can measure that in the exhaled breath. And when students come in and they're contemplating tobacco cessation, I would like to do this. I'd like to be better and I'd like to be healthier. But once we can start putting a number to how much monoxide they're exhaling from the time that they stop they start considering stopping smoking and then they actually do quit, they're just always amazed. They're very pleased. They're excited. It's very motivating.
Do people exhale carbon monoxide without smoking?
You know what? That's a really good question, because when I was doing monoxide screening with the Great American Smokeout last November with the Student Senate, we had a few people that had higher monoxide levels, and I encouraged them to check into their car and see what's going on with their car. Maybe their exhaust system's not working so well. If they truly were not in any other kind of a situation, either making sure that their fireplace at home was vented appropriately or making sure that their car exhaust was vented appropriately.
So if you're around smoky campfires a lot, you'd have the same problem.
Yeah, you probably have a little bit of an elevated monoxide if you're doing that a lot.
I was just wondering if other people had monoxide, because you hear things, oh, this is you have elevated levels of this, but it could be you live in L.A.
Well, wouldn't that be an interesting screening to do? I think that'd be kind of fascinating to see what that's like.
Yeah, just waiting in, because there's like a report just came out that was the most congested city to drive in and the traffic issue in America.
Oh, my gosh.
L.A. has become number one.
Well, I can believe that. But that's the thing I'll be thinking, because now you're caught in but is that a different type of no, I guess it would be carbon monoxide. So
right.
If you're driving, just walking downtown, if it's real busy, your carbon monoxide levels are going to be raised anyway.
Right. And monoxide, it kicks off the oxygen from the red blood cell, so you can't carry as much oxygen, and its space has been taken up, and then that's why we have the complications. And for people that have asthma or heart disease, that's pretty bad, because we're looking for that oxygen to get to the brain and the heart. So.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Debbie Goodman. She's just chock full. of great information, and she's head of the medical program and department, I should say, of not the teaching side of it, but keeping everybody healthy.
Right, the service
side. The thing about it is that everything that you can imagine, it happens in your community, happens out there at the college.
A little microcosm, yeah.
And they've got students from 15 to 85.
That's right.
And so you picture, how sick can a 19-year-old be? Well, they can get pretty sick, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you've got all ages, and you help people with everything, of course, from suicide counseling and identification to cholesterol, vision, blood pressure, flu shots.
Yes.
Out there, over-the-counter items, aspirin, Band-Aids, daily crisis intervention. Do you have a safe area there for them?
Our area is very safe.
Very safe.
We have students come in sometimes that just want a quiet place to sit down, and they just plop down, and we're good for that.
And also, we've been talking about the carbon monoxide and the impacts it has on people, but not just from smoking. It could be for other indicators could be out there, too.
Right.
So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by, you didn't do Cypress Square Barbershop.
No, of course not.
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. If you just want to go down and kind of like increase your testosterone level, just go down, sit there, read your car and driver magazine, and you've got your fix for the day. Out you go. We'll be right back with Debbie Goodman from Shasta College.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, where the renaissance, the change is happening. You can almost taste it in the air. How things are going to happen down here. Good morning. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Company owned, 50 years right here in Reading. If you're looking for anything from fuel cards to fleet, to somebody take care of your gasoline and oil needs for your fleet of cars, if you're looking for kerosene for heating, for your water heaters or just for your home heating, they've got it all. At SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. The one thing they're also able to do, and what they're looking for is employ people. They've got spots for 6 or 7 truck drivers. If you're a truck driver with a hazmat and you're looking to work for an employee-owned company that takes care of their people, call SST Oil. All right, we're sitting here with, of course, our guest is Debbie Goodman, who is head of the medical department out at Shasta College. And we've been talking about all the different things, all the different aspects of health care on the college and all the things they have offered. And, I mean, you know what, for a $20 a semester, you get a lot of bang for your buck there. So you're out there to take care of your students to make sure that they can go to class. And I don't mean like you're dragging them there, but you're making sure that they're healthy, that they can get over-the-counter stuff from you. They get counseling for just so many different things from weight control to smoking to suicide.
Yes, we don't want any of those things to be a barrier to their academic success.
Because part of keeping a kid in school is making sure they're healthy.
That's right. You got to be in the seat. So
that's right. Okay.
Okay. Peter Griggs is also with us this morning. He handed me something that I think is, some information here. Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is Respect Week. It's happening this week.
Right.
Love is Photo Booth. Join us at the end and tell us what love is to you. Discuss ways to intervene in a healthy relationship. That's on the main campus in the cafeteria from 10 to 2. But you also have Tehama, Bernie, Trinity. Let's talk about the other colleges.
Right. We have some distant campus sites that we want to connect with regards to health services. And so we try to keep a very robust website so that all students have the access to the health information and encourage them to still, when they're in the Reading area, if you're from the Intermountain area, you're from Red Bluff, from Weaverville, when you're in the Reading area, come, you know, make an appointment to see our doctor. Come down to see me. Make an appointment to see our therapist. We realize that not everybody lives in the Reading area, but we can still, when you're there, we can help address your health needs. So, but if you check on our website, shastacollege.edu/wellness, you're going to see a robust amount of health education information there. And the online screenings we talked about, eChug and eToke, are a marijuana and a alcohol self-assessment that's available to students to take. And we have a very nice health magazine called Student Health 101, digital magazine. And we have a free app that you can download so that you can get the magazine directly to your device. And it covers all aspects of health and wellness, from relationships to sexuality to finance to nutrition, activity, everything. So we want all of that to be available to all of our students, regardless whether they're living in Reading proper or out in our distant sites.
How many students would you say in the around-ish that are actually at the Shasta College campus?
Ooh.
Student body would be around, Peter, would you have like a round figure?
So we have 7,000, approximately 7,000 at the currently.
At Shasta College. 7,000? That's not Trinity, Bernie, and the
all of our campuses.
All of your campuses around 7,000, mm-hmm. So
right.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very powerful. Now, with the Me Too movement, as we're talking about, you know, health and human services and all these things, now, would you see that there's a change in our culture since it's been prevalent in many other situations of bullying on campus, bullying, where somebody can walk in and say, I really need help. I need to talk with somebody.
Right. Right.
This person's bugging me.
Right. And that's where we also articulate very closely with our campus safety, because if there's a concern that there's more than just a perception, there's another person involved in this, then we advocate for our student and we connect them with campus safety. One Safe Place is also on campus, and it's called Shasta Cares.
That's great.
So we have our own campus partners that we network very closely with as we're trying to provide holistic health benefits for our students.
Right.
So,
hey, let's go to the phones. There's a question or a comment from one of our listeners. Good morning, Lori. You're live on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for our guest?
Yeah, I would like to ask Debbie Goodman and I agree with her, we are a very mask-phobic or mask-resistant culture here in the United States. And I was hoping she could define, like, when do medical people suggest the public wear them, when they think they're going to be sick or contagious or after they've been sick, or just define that, because I know college students have a lot of questions, and if we were to say, hey, something's maybe 20% effective, or like with the flu vaccine, 30%, whatever, who says whatever, you know, I wouldn't want that if my airbag was 30% effective or my seatbelts. So if she could explain that and the adjuvants, if the students are asking about how questionable and controversial that has been, and the wet wipes. Some people think that actually increases the germ potency.
With regard to
masks. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
With regard to masks, we are most contagious, actually, unfortunately, about 24 hours before we actually develop symptoms, and that's called the prodromal period. But once we know we're feeling poorly and we have a fever, or we're chilling.
Achy,
right. And if there's a cough associated with it, then you want to be sure that you're, you know, you're putting a mask on before you're coughing. Likewise, if you're in a situation where you feel people are not covering their cough or doing good cough etiquette, then you might want to wear a mask for your own self-protection, as I see some people sometimes on airlines doing, because you're in a very enclosed space and you don't know what's going to be going on around you. Adjuvants with regard to the vaccines, students aren't asking much about that. I will say that we have a quadrivalent vaccine that we offer in our office, and it covers the 2A strains and 2B strains, which is pretty much also available in our community. It was the same flu vaccine that was provided at our on-site flu clinic that we had in September. And then you had, oh, about hand sanitizers. There's whatever we can do to debride and reduce the flora on our skin, that's going to be good. The best thing is soap and water. I can see that alcohol has come into some question about whether or not it's effective. The new active ingredient that seems to be in the hand sanitizers that we're using a lot is benzalkonium chloride. You're going to be seeing that out there more than you're going to be seeing alcohol. And they are effective in reducing the microbial count of the transient, at least, flora that we have on our hand. We all want to have some bacteria. You know, there's good stuff on our body, and sure, we don't want to be killing that off.
She mentioned something that it can increase some. I've read something like this, too, is that we've wiped out the easy strains.
Right.
Now what we're doing is kind of building a stronger bacteria.
Yeah, we've got to be careful about microbial resistance. And believe me, we employ antibiotic stewardship in our office. They are not given out freely and easily when our doctor is there, because we really want to be sure that they're indicated. But I think that's why triclosan was taken off the market, because they were finding out it was the active ingredient in the antimicrobial soaps. So, now I'm seeing more benzalkonium chloride and benzalkonium chloride.
Is there another name for it, or does it just say that?
Triclosan?
No. Benzo.
You're just going to see it as antiseptic wipes. You know,
okay.
I don't know of any other name for it. So.
Like, we have a bunch of antiseptic wipes here that we wipe off the microphones and all these things like that, those right there.
It's the Clorox bleach.
Right.
It smell good, but, a bunch of people are talking in the microphones all weekend, and they'll
Exactly. You want to just debride those common touch points, the doorknobs, the light switches, the computer keyboards. I tell students, if you're using a computer keyboard that's shared by other students, don't touch your face. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Most often we inoculate ourselves with those kinds of things. So just keep your paws away from your face and scrub them up every now and then.
Yeah, my mom used to say, you know, when you were a teen and you had acne problems, she used to just slap my hand every time I touched my face. She said, never put your hands next to your face because it breeds bacteria, and so I learned not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't your nails or any of that stuff around your face. So it's a good rule of thumb to start just getting that into your mind, is just keep your paws away.
So what would you tell parents, quickly in the last couple of minutes, what would you tell parents to tell their kids before they come to school as far as health?
Oh, man, first of all, wherever you're going to school, check out their student health, their health and wellness office. If you're going to a university, if you're going to a community college, check into it. You are probably paying a fee. Take a look at the fees you're paying. Find out what you're going to get for that money. Students sometimes tell us, I didn't even know you were here. And I would say, you know what? I'd be asking what that $20 fee was all about. So, you know, check, find out, give your kids, if they've got health insurance, give them a copy of their health insurance card, make sure they have it on them so that when they get to our office and we're having to connect them with the next level of care, if it's not with our physician, we can help them navigate that. Oftentimes it's like, I don't know what kind of insurance I have. Tell them, you know, have your parents take a picture of it and just send it to you, text it to you so you have it in your phone all the time. So know about your health insurance, know where your local resources are for health care, and, you know, then use us. And don't be afraid to come in and check things out. And even if you want to just check out our lobby and kind of hang out and find out what we've got with our lobby services when you don't even have to check in and see one of our providers, do that and see all the kinds of good stuff we can offer you.
And again, you've got some really cool things going on this week on campus.
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff happening. We have a very active Associated Students, and Peter can speak to that more because he helps with marketing all of that. But you were just reading off all the stuff going on this week with relationships and Valentine's Day and all. And so check out our website, the ShastaCollege.edu website, for all the things that are going on this week.
Well, Lori, thank you so much. It's been so informative, as usual. And Peter Griggs, thank you from Shasta College. And what did I call you?
Lori.
I'm sorry. Lori called. Thank you, Lori, for asking the question.
Thank you for Lori for calling.
And Debbie Goodman has been our
for answering all the questions. That was a really good answer, too, by the way. You had it right there. Debbie, thanks so much. And you know what? I'd feel good if I was going over there, if I'd send my kids over, to have somebody like you there.
Thanks.
And Peter, thank you again for providing just a really interesting show here about our local educational aspects.
Having me.
You bet. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, we're talking legal stuff, lawyers, and more. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has set a $4 trillion budget to Capitol Hill that critics already complain adds $1 trillion to the deficit.
The plan includes $18 billion for the border wall, an extra $13 billion to fight the opioid epidemic, and a $1.5 trillion plan to rebuild the nation's crumbling infrastructure, paid for largely with public-private partnerships and state and local funds. Critics argue the budget